This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met Tuesday in Khartoum with Sudanese Sovereign Council Chair General Abdel Fattah el-Burhan as the Trump administration pushes for Arab nations to normalize ties with Israel. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas said in a statement that two leaders discussed the continuing deepening of the Israel-Sudan bilateral relationship. Ortegas said they also discussed the importance of the military's continued support for the civilian-led transitional government and Sudan's path toward democracy. Pompeo's schedule included a meeting with Sudanese Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok. Hamdok became prime minister last August after the military ousted President Omar al-Bashir following months of mounting protests against his 30-year rule. Pompeo began his trip Monday in Israel, where he said the United States will ensure Israel's military advantage in the Middle East under any potential U.S. arms deals with the United Arab Emirates. Washington helped broker the Israel-UAE deal earlier this month. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the agreement heralds a new era for the region. But Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said the deal is a betrayal of Palestinians. The Israel-UAE deal to normalize relations is seen as breaking a tradition among most Arab countries not to make peace with Israel until Israel and the Palestinians make peace. The president of the UN Security Council said Tuesday there's no consensus for restoring international sanctions on Iran in the 15-member council and that he would take no further action on a U.S. demand to reimpose those sanctions. Secretary Pompeo requested the restoration of sanctions last week. You're listening to VOA News. The World Health Organization has declared that the entire continent of Africa is now free of naturally occurring polio. This comes after 4 years without a single case. With this historic milestone, more than 90% of the world's population is now free of the crippling disease. If polio can be entirely eliminated outside vaccine labs, it will be the second infectious disease after smallpox that medical experts have been able to wipe out. Polio still exists along the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. The U.S. government says it is deeply concerned about medical tests that indicate poisoning in the case of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who remains in an induced coma in Germany following a medical evaluation from Russia. A medical evacuation, rather, from Russia. In a statement, Secretary of State Pompeo said if the reports prove accurate, the United States supports the EU's call for a comprehensive investigation and stands ready to assist in that effort. Secretary Pompeo said was referring to the European Union's call for a probe into the incident. The Russian government has dismissed accusations that it was involved in the attack on Navalny, who's being treated in Germany's Charité Hospital. He became sick Thursday while on a flight from Moscow to Siberia. Allies of Navalny contend the Kremlin is responsible for his illness, and some are calling for an investigation into whether President Vladimir Putin was involved. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Tuesday called those assertions empty noise. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Bagan is expected to raise the issue during a visit to Russia that began today. U.S. Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn on Tuesday apologized for overstating the life-saving benefits of treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma. Scientists and medical experts have been pushing back against the claims about the treatment since President Donald Trump's announcement on Sunday that the FDA had decided to issue emergency authorization for convalescent plasma. Convalescent plasma taken from patients who have recovered from the coronavirus contains COVID-19 antibodies that are believed to be helpful to patients still in the throes of infection. President Trump hailed the decision as a historic breakthrough, although the treatment's value has not quite been established. The announcement on the eve of Trump's Republican National Convention raised some suspicions among critics that it was politically motivated to offset critics of the president's handling of the pandemic. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez pledged on Tuesday to beat his country's latest surge in COVID-19 cases. He urged the Spanish people to remain alert but serene as the country works to contain the increase. In a televised speech, he told the nation the total number of infections hit 405,436 during a surge last week. Marissa Melton, VOA News.